Yo, yo, what's up? This is Taman.
This is Tyrese.
And we are the Lazy Dads, checking in on a sleepy Sunday morning.
Yeah, man. That's, gotta get us a better time slot.
I think you selected this time slot.
Yeah,
sir.
Man. I gotta work, though. So, I need you to get us some, what do they call, angel investors? So I can do this without having to go to work.
I'm working on it, man. If anybody out there wants to be an angel investor, hit up the show, man.
Yeah, man, we can use it. Get you 2%. 2% of the take. Yeah, man.
That sounds like a plan to me. What's good, man? What's going on?
Not much, man. It's been a, I would say, quiet week. Dad had a football game. He was straight, dropped a touchdown pass, got hit in the end zone. Let's see. Jordan didn't have a game because his team was just off this week. High school basketball. It was our last week of our never-ending off-season conditioning. We've been off-season conditioning since February, so we finally ended this. This was the last week, and then we are giving them a break until tryouts on the 31st. Right. So, yep. So yeah, it's been never-ending. So I got a pseudo break this week besides my real job. And, you know, been Halloween shopping, you know, boys got their costumes, got my costume. We going as a bunch of anime characters. We watch a lot of anime, big One Piece fans right now. So, that's what we going as.
Jade would be very interested in that.
Yeah, man. You know,
anime.
You messing up, man. Anime is what it is.
Anime. Like, My Academia?
Yeah. My Hero Academia is a good one.
Yeah.
It's very popular amongst the youths.
I see.
Funny because me and my homeboys were talking about this. Dudes used to get beat up for watching anime movie with the high school. So now, man, if you don't have some idea of what it is, you are the one that
yeah.
It's crazy how these things just flip time on their change. Heads. Yeah. So yeah, cool. Man. Right? Yeah. It just, I don't know how or why. Like, you used to have to watch anime in secret.
Well, I honestly think it was Adult Swim. Like, they started showing anime, I mean, it may have been like 98,
90. Yeah, we used to watch it. Like, we used to have to, you know, wait till what, 10, 11 o'clock at night, watch it. But I mean, even still, like, it wasn't popular. It was popular, but it was hush-hush.
Guilty pleasure, yeah.
Yeah, it was hush-hush. So, the internet, man, it's crazy. But, I think, yeah, that's it, man. Trying to get used to this cold weather, which it's not. I'm losing. So, what about y'all? What you been up to?
Man, not too much, man. We got a bathroom installed this week.
Oh man, y'all living life.
And our master living life, I tell you. it always lets you know exactly where you are in your relationship when it comes to home renovations.
Because,
I mean, it's cool. We, you know, guy did a good job. So we got our vanity replaced, put in a double vanity, and got a new shower. So now I have to sand paint, and then replace the flooring.
Yeah, we got to the point where I just lift shit now. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't add my input on color scheme. I do the style. Like, I'll throw my input for the style. and we usually go with my style, but like the color schemes and all that, or the locations of stuff and all that, I don't say nothing. I just lift shit. I just pick it up from Lowe's, bring it in the house where you need this, because yeah, man, that's
nobody cares about your input.
Let's just be real. My homeboy Nico got a saying. We always say dads eat last. So,
truer words have never been spoken, sir.
I just let it go, you know? It's cool. I'm not. It don't really bother me, man.
It doesn't bother me, but I have taken to pointing out that a lot of these projects that quote unquote we are doing is actually, hey, you go do that and let me know when you're finished so I can come look at it and tell you what I think. So
I got the opposite. It's supposed to be a we project, but I get pushed out and it just be a her project. And then when it's done, it just be a me installing the project. So like redid the countertops and put it in the sink and garbage disposal, dishwasher, all that stuff. And it was her project. It's supposed to be a we project, and it became a her project until it was time to lift and install them heavy ass countertop.
It was a me project.
Yeah. Then we had to hook up the new sink and everything. That was a me project. Put in a new garbage disposal. Garbage disposal and dishwasher. You know, me project. And then now we're supposed to be building this island, and it was a we project. And now everything is inside. And, you know, slowly becoming a me project.
Get it in place, man.
Yeah, man. You know, it's all good. Dang, no man. Big
The life
no big
of a deal. Lazy dad.
Yeah, man. It's cool. Like I said, I don't be tripping. It's just, I'm good hey, man, with whatever.
Ain't no reason to trip, man.
Nah, man. It is what it is. Like,
ain't no reason to trip.
A lot of that stuff, I don't even, like, yeah, I want an island and kitchen because I do a lot of cooking and need a lot of space. But as far as the look, the design, you know, I have my input on that and my style on that. But, you know, the application, I don't really care about none of that. Now, when we start doing this outdoor kitchen outdoor kitchen and my cigar lounge. Nah, that's a you project.
Yeah.
I don't need a lot of. I got
well so the basement started off as a me project, and then once she actually saw where I was trying to go with it, now I get, oh well, you should do this, oh have you ever thought about this. So I take the input, but
yeah, of course.
Ultimately, this is still a me project.
Of course. I always take the input.
Hey, for anybody out there, newly married, take the input.
Always.
Just take it. Just take it. Always. You don't necessarily have to do anything with it. Just take the input.
Yep.
All right. All right. So what's up on the show for today?
All right. Quick show. I don't know. It might be quick. Sometimes you get long-winded. All right. So Twitter question of the day is around Amazon's purchase of Thursday Night Football. Golden State, NBA just started. So Golden State has basically decided, F it, we are willing to pay whatever to get these dubs. And their luxury tax prices are through the roof. The NBA started, like I said, so, you know, dive into that. It's only two games, and so nothing's really set in stone, but, you know, quick observations from the week. And a story came out about Dan Snyder, and you know he got to talk about that when that happens. But before we get into that, last Saturday, Tennessee got the dub against Alabama. And they got fined $100,000 for rushing the field. And as a fan, I'm not a fan of that. No pun intended. Because
I got another layer to add on to that, but go ahead, continue.
All right. I'm not a fan of that. Teams getting fined for storming the field or storming the court. Like, I mean, as long as it's all in good fun, like, okay, Tennessee went a little overboard with the goalposts. I give you that. But at the for the most part, like, they were fine because the SEC has a rule. Soon as fans step on the court or the field, automatic fine. So, right. Yeah, before they even did whatever they did with the goalposts, like, they were already fine. So I think that's garbage. Tennessee hasn't been relevant in decades since I was a youth. I think they won the BCS title in
99, something around. I was going to say 97, but yeah.
I want to say they won the first ever BCS title.
That may be.
It's one of those things where, like, old people talk about Tennessee being a powerhouse and, you know, and being a big, like, I've heard people, other news talking heads and things like that for sports talking about how Tennessee and Alabama was a rivalry at one point. Shit, this ain't never been a rivalry in my lifetime. So, or at least since I've started watching football. And, you know, I've been watching college football since about 96, 97, yeah. When I was a little youth. So, yeah, this is a big deal. So, it's in the grand scheme of college football. So, them storming the field, like, shit, Clemson stormed the field last night not even that. They broke the ACC record for the longest home winning streak.
Oh, consecutive home win. What is it, 37?
Yeah, something like that. I thought it was 34, but something like that. But yeah, so like they broke Florida State's record. So they stormed the field. Like,
yeah.
And nothing came of it. They didn't go crazy. You know, the Clips are a little used to winning. So Tennessee fans ain't used to winning. So they got a little crazy with the goalposts. But still, other than that, man. Yeah, they went a little bit too far with the goalposts because, you know, got a GoFundMe.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. So that's what I have a problem with. Come on, Tennessee, man.
I thought
with your multi-million dollar endowment, well, probably pushing $1 billion endowment and multi-million dollar athletic fund. You are asking the fans to pay for the goalpost $5.
I thought it was just a joke. I didn't know they were really.
I hope it is, but not a good look. Come on, Tennessee. You can afford to replace the goalposts.
Oh yeah.
Those fans have been waiting 20 plus years. Come on, Tennessee. Do better.
I mean, hey, is that any different than So, speaking of the wintertime, in was it Green Bay? The fans take care of the field. Like, they wake up early, they walk to the field, and they shovel snow out of the seats and off the field. Is that any different? Green Bay is
Green Bay got a nice little scam going on. Remember we had the show a while back about the Green Bay is a special case.
They scam it just as hard as
they definitely are, but Jesus.
Yeah, man. All right. So it's been Thursday night football time since since the 15th of September. And this week's game was a little bit better. It wasn't good football, but it was more scoring. So people were, I guess, more entertained. But the previous week with the Commandos versus the Bears, it was a 12-7 game. And a lot of people took to Twitter. I can't remember how much you want to look that up for me. How much Amazon paid for this Thursday night deal that they got from NFL?
$1 billion a year.
Okay, there you go. So Amazon paid all of this money for these Thursday night football slate of games, and they haven't been very good. So the question was, does Amazon even give a damn that these games have been good, or do they just care? Because people are still watching. So,
Well, that's just it.
They care that the games are trash, or you think they just care that people are watching and they selling their commercials to us?
Nah, they are selling. So, subscription to Amazon costs $139 per season. From September the 20th. Thursday Night Football drew a record number of Prime signups for a three-hour period. Haven't released numbers from the game, but essentially, yeah, Amazon does not care about the product.
So you said September 20th?
Yes, that was...
That was the Steelers-Browns game. That wasn't even a good game.
Exactly. it now has 200 million subscribers worldwide, 80 million active Prime Video households. So, you know, 80 million times 139. Yeah, I think they're going to make their money back.
They
don't care. They literally don't care as long as the NFL is the NFL.
Well, so even to that point, the subscriptions are only a part of the puzzle because
they
are also selling ad space. So, and then on top of that, shit, man, joining social media was the worst thing I ever do. I'd be buying all types of dumb shit that I probably don't need. But I'd be like, yo, this looks great. And next thing you know, they done got me a couple times. So I can only imagine how many people are watching these Thursday night games. I've yet to watch a single one. But I can only imagine how many people are watching these Thursday night games. Amazon, throw something up there. You go straight to the Amazon Prime immediately. Be here Tuesday. Like, or be here Saturday. Like, whatever.
So, you know? Just off subscriptions, they already breaking even. 1.1 billion. Just off of the yearly $139 for subscription.
Yeah. If you get shit 20,000-30,000 people to spend a couple hundred bucks a year from watching Thursday Night Football commercials, you winning. Plus, what you selling the commercial for? Yeah. Yep. So I don't think Amazon gives a damn how bad these games are. And these games is 0-0 every week. This is 0-0 tie. And Amazon is still going to be plugging away. And they got a playoff game. I don't know if it's this year or next year, but they got a playoff game too. They got the wild card, I thought. So, yeah, man, I don't think Amazon gives a damn that these games are terrible. But it is.
Deal runs through 2033, so.
Yep. And so, yeah,
that's a move for Amazon. Do you think there is any interest in Amazon getting into the college football market?
I think they will just because of the money. You know, that's all they care about is the money. So once they would have to do a partner.
My only concern about that is there doesn't seem to be much inventory left. The Pac-12. Well,
this is the thing that I would say is something that I would think would make sense is for Amazon to go to. Let's say ESPN. Amazon to go to ESPN and just be like, hey, we'll take X amount of slate of games and we'll give you this check. And, you know, ESPN would be a fool to turn that down because that's bird in hand, baby. We getting that money off rip before a game is even played. Yeah, they'll take that deal. So, like, or even if Amazon wanted to host a bowl game, man, Amazon could host a bowl game so easily. So, you know, if they took one of the Power Five or even when the playoffs start, like, hey, let us get one of these round one games. We'll give you $500 million for one of these round one games. So, shit, you get a good enough round one game. Next thing you know, everybody flocking to Amazon to get that subscription so they can watch that college football game. So, yeah, I do believe that at some point they will try to get into the market college football, but it's just a matter of time once they.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm more surprised that they haven't came up with their own football package for the NFL. Like, you know how they have the red zone and all that. So I don't know how all that works, but I would imagine at some point they would try to get that. So yeah, I could see a world where Amazon has a Thursday night, because they pretty much got the Thursday night on lock. Everybody, you know, Thursday night's coming. It's on Amazon. So they got that on lock. They're hosting a wild card, not hosting, they're televising a wild card game. And then I can see a world of them trying to televise a New Year's Six Bowl, and then also, or even a playoff bowl when they expand the playoff games to 12 teams. I could see them trying to host one of those. And then I could also see them, you know, replacing somebody like True TV for March Madness and, you know, trying to get a slate of games for the first in, or for the first weekend. So the first round and second round, or even the play-in games. Man, could you imagine if the play-in games were on Amazon? How many people would be flocking to get to Amazon? Because, you know, your team's on the bubble, they in the play-in game, everybody's trying to watch. So I wouldn't be surprised if any of those things happen, because it's money. Like, Amazon's going to follow the money at the end of the day. That's all that matters. So, but all right, moving forward, the NBA has started. So before we get into some quick observations from the first week of the NBA, the Warriors they just paid Jordan Poole. They gave Jordan Poole an extension, and they gave Andrew Wiggins an extension. And what they did by doing that is they've increased their luxury tax to almost $500 million. And so my understanding of the luxury tax is that the luxury tax is paid by the owners.
Correct. Yes.
So, okay. So basically they've decided, like, shit, we'll do whatever it takes to get these dubs. Like, I saw somewhere that Golden State was worth $5 billion. So they're one of the top NBA franchises now after the, or since the Steph, Draymond, Clay run. So they don't care. They're willing to pay whatever it costs to get these dubs. And I'm cool with it. I'm here for all of it, because I'm happy of any ownership group willing to spend money to be successful, because that's how you win in the sports landscape. The teams that spend money, not all the time, but the teams that spend money, not necessarily championships, but they always have a better product. It's been proven that you spend money, you're going to have a better product. Like, yeah, there are the outliers, you know, the small market teams that make it, you know, but for the most part, for the last, you know, decades and some change since this money been booming, the teams that spend money are the teams that are successful. Not all the time, but it's good to see when you are a fan of a team and they're willing to go out and get the best players to put the best product out there. So I'm cool with it from a fan standpoint, because everybody wants their team to put the best product out there. And a lot of teams are penny pinching. And yeah, some teams have to because of the market they're in, but not all these teams have to penny pinch. And, you know, it's like Carolina, the Panthers, not same sport, but they haven't, since in my lifetime, I've never seen them go out and get like a big name free agent. And it's always frustrating me as a fan. So seeing an ownership group willing to do that is dope, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people.
Hold on. Just a little context on Golden State. They were last valued at $5.6 billion in October last year. So, I mean, that's probably closer to six, if not over. Last year, they had an operating income of negative $44 million. And that will probably be luxury tax related.
Yes.
Because but I mean,
their true operating income is through the roof. But
well, no doubt. But I mean, think about it. $6 billion. So I mean, that's a $400 million. Excuse me, I'm not used to dealing with numbers like this. $400 million increase in valuation. They spent $44 million. I will always spend $50 million to make $400 million. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, it's like I said, not all the time does the team.
Oh yeah, because the Lakers,
right? But
are the opposite example.
But as a fan, it's good to see that. Like, if I was a fan of Golden State, I'd be happy that my ownership group, who especially an ownership group that are billionaires, I would be happy that they're willing to pay to make this team good. But see, that's the difference between, you know, the Golden State Warriors owners or ownership group, whatever. They're not dependent on the Warriors to make money. They make money outside of Golden State. Like, they were billionaires not because of Golden State. You know, they're Oracle guys. So they're not billionaires because of the money that Golden State brings in. They were billionaires before. So spending money on this team, shit, is nothing to them. So,
it's a tax write-off.
Right. It's not. Obviously, not every team can do that. But it's good to see, like I said, your organization willing to try to put their best foot forward to give you the best product possible. I know there was some argument that the fair play argument, but I think the fair play as far as the Warriors willing to pay a luxury tax that's almost $500 million is not fair to the game. And I disagree, because since I've been watching basketball, there's only ever been 3 to 5 teams that have actually ever had a chance to win it all anyway. So the whole make the league parity unfair and all that, there's never been parity in the NBA. There's always, every year, only been a handful of teams that have a legit chance to win championship. That's just how it always has been.
So the parity, usually in a big market.
Yeah, the parity argument and the fair play argument is, I think it's silly. But,
well, my thing with Golden State is they drafted most of their people,
right,
with very few exceptions. So if they want to pay to keep those players, why? I mean, why not?
Yeah, their core, they drafted. I mean, even out of the two extensions, they drafted Poole. They didn't draft Wiggins, no, but they drafted Jordan Poole, and they developed him within their system. And so, like, if I'm a free agent or not necessarily a free agent, if I'm a rookie, you know, waiting to hear my name called, I'm hoping it's Golden State, because I know the fruits of my labor will go appreciated the furthest there. Or even if I'm an undrafted guy trying to pick where I want to sign on at, like, yeah, maybe it might be harder to get a spot there, but I'd rather go there because I know if I do break through and I'm able to make a name for myself and make myself valuable to the franchise, they're going to take care of me. So, yeah, it's just one of those things that you, as a player, like, why wouldn't you want to go to Golden State? So, but yeah, I'm cool with it. I know some people thought it was outlandish and crazy, but I'm 100% cool with a team willing to do what it takes to make their organization run smoothly.
I wish the Hornets could get some of that.
Right, that's what be killing me, because, you know, they do have a billionaire owner. Like, come on, bro, do something.
So, speaking of which, there was a proposed trade of Russ for Gordon Haywood, Obrey, and and somebody else. But now, the only reason I mention it is apparently Gordon Haywood liked it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Because he's a better player.
With somebody else, yeah.
That extends his career because, shit, he's just spotting up at that point. Like, at
I
this
don't
point
want Russ,
his,
man.
I don't either. But at this point in his career, I don't want Russ for the simple fact that it hurts LaMelo's growth because, you know, Russ has to play on the ball. LaMelo's better on the ball, so... That's why I don't want them. But since we brought this up, let's get into our NBA talk, starting with the Lakers. Dumpster fire, dude. I know their games haven't, you know, they haven't been blown out or anything like that. But dog, if you look at their box scores, like the only people like truly contributing, AD, LeBron, and then Lonnie Walker had a pretty big game the other night, I think it was. And then Westbrook, he's averaging 10 a game so far. So he went 0-11 one of the games.
Yeah.
But so this is what
he had a solid performance.
This is what trips me out is everybody keeps talking about Russ and his inability or his one game where he didn't make a shot. But it's not just Russ who can't shoot. Their whole team is a team of non-shooters. Like, they don't have a team of guys who can shoot the basketball. I wish I could find it. I can't find it right now. But there was a stat that said their it broke down their actual jump shot percentage. Not two-point percentage, because two-point counts as layups. And, you know, LeBron and AD, they get to the paint. So that them getting layups is going to raise their shooting percentage. But their actual two-point percentage over these two games, obviously, again, two-game sample size, but it hasn't been good for the team, not just Westbrook. This is not a good team. So basically what has happened is, like, Bron's going to get all of the blame, right? Because he was the main voice in trying to get AD to LA. But to me, it's not on LeBron. It's Rob Pelinka's fault for not being the person whose job it is to make these moves. Rob Pelinka is supposed to make these moves to make this team better. And instead of making the moves to make this team better, he did whatever LeBron told him to. And now this team is strapped. Like, they can't do anything with these contracts. They can't make any moves. So the only thing they can hope is that they hit on some of these young guys and or some of these veterans taking
minimum.
Patrick Beverly, he ain't doing shit for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's not Patrick Beverly isn't what this team needs. This team isn't a defensive stopper away from being a championship contender. No, man, this team needs shooters. Like, that is their problem. They need shooters. And they need somebody else who can get a bucket for themselves. They like it just look if you look at some of the box scores, like the box score from the first game, I want to say it was only two people in outside of AD and LeBron, there was only two people that even came close to double figures. And everybody else, you see threes, 5, 0, 2. And it's like, y'all aren't going to get anything accomplished without anybody else contributing. Like, this doesn't make sense. Like, when they played the Warriors on ring night, yeah, LeBron had 31, AD had 27, Russ had 19. But then everybody else, your other starters, Patrick Beverly, 3. Lonnie Walker, 5. Some dude named Ryan, 3. Like, I don't even know some of these dudes. I mean, Ryan.
Some dude named
I don't know who did it. I've never seen, literally, Matt Ryan. Not a football player. Some dude named Matt.
Jackson. He used to be an Uber driver, I think. Exactly. Like, for real. Like,
that
serious.
Tells you
like,
everything. If that's true, that tells you.
Hold on. Let me look. I swear, I think he just got called up. Oh, man. Oh man, that's so funny.
That tells you everything you need to know about this roster. Oh. If that's a true story, you telling me that there were nobody else you could have picked up that besides an Uber driver name?
No, excuse me. He was working at a cemetery.
That's even worse. So yeah, man, he ain't getting no shots up at the cemetery. Clearly,
he did not. Man.
That say it, man.
Oh Lord,
that's I'm done with it. But I know Russ is gonna get the brunt of the blame, and then LeBron's gonna get the rest of it, and then Rob Pelinka is gonna skate free until he's fired. But really, it's on Rob Pelinka. He put this garbage roster together, but I will say this: if you are Rob Pelinka and you said, I'm all in now, I don't care what it takes, we got one championship, then yeah, you won. But if you thought, because I also saw a report that said an anonymous source within the organization or whatever, you know how they be doing that bullshit. They said AD isn't the franchise player they thought he was going to be. With which, I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong, he's a really good player. He's always been a good player when healthy, but you knew his injury history off rip, like, you didn't take that into consideration before trading your literal future of your franchise. So,
which all blossom went on to blossom, by the way.
What I'm saying, man, if your goal was one championship, shit, you won trade work. But if your goal was to be competitive throughout, especially
for the rest of LeBron
and into AD. You know what I'm saying? If that was your goal, if you thought you were going to be competitive for years to come, like, then nah, you fail. But if your goal was to get a championship, like when you made this trade, well, AD was 26, 25. So, yeah, it was 3 years ago they made the trade. So he's 26. And you thought you were going to get somebody to build around for the next 8 years, 7 years. But not going to be that. So, yeah, from that standpoint, you lost if that was your goal. But if your goal was one championship. And that's what's crazy about listening to LeBron or giving LeBron all the power to make the moves. Because don't get me wrong, yeah, he's a great player. But he's proven that shit. He'll pack his shit up and leave. So you mortgage your future over a dude who may not stay with you long term. And then two, he's not thinking about your future. Shit, LeBron's thinking about LeBron, and I don't blame him for that. Like, he's ring chasing, so everybody can get off his back about who's the better player. So he's trying to get these rings. He's trying to get these dubs. So I don't think they are going to be a championship team this year. I know last year I tried to give them hope. I don't see it in sight unless somebody's dumb enough to take on the Russell Westbrook contract and also make the Lakers better. I don't see doing anything this year, but who knows? Maybe Matt might turn it up, and he might be the greatest dude ever to be signed from the Cemetery League.
And before working at a cemetery, he was working at a Chattanooga Walmart where he went and bought a goal so he could continue practicing.
I like it, man. He got the commitment.
Shout out to Matt. Hey, man, he was getting it.
He got the commitment. He got
all you guys that work at Walmart that swear you can hoop, prove it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not for making it to the NBA. I'm not going to
lose. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Having no other options.
You can't find nobody else who can contribute besides Matt. I mean, good on Matt. You know what I'm saying? He making the most of his opportunities.
He saw an opportunity.
Yeah, yep. Shit. He'll have something to tell his grandkids, and that's dope.
So
it's not a knock on Matt. It's a knock on
the Lakers.
Yeah,
Rob your front office.
Shitty at what he's doing.
So, additionally, on the NBA, did you see Silver talking about the tanking?
Oh yeah, that was you beat me. You that was my next topic before we moved on. So I think Adam Silver is playing a fool's game.
He's bluffing. Yeah, he even said it. Like, yeah, even if we did relegate somebody, no G League team could come up and be competitive. But, you know, it's interesting that. So, for those that don't know, they are seriously watching the tanking issue this year. There have been apparently hundreds of meetings. I think you got it though.
I know, I got it. I've been practicing.
I think you got it.
I've been practicing. All right, good to go. I've been practicing.
All right. And so he was meeting with the Sun staff where he apologized for Sarver's actions and that the NBA didn't do anything. But that's, you know, an aside. So when tanking came up, you know, they're watching it very seriously, and he brought up the idea of the two worst teams in the league being demoted to the G League for the next season. First of all,
I think that'd be dope, but it would be. Not necessarily the G League. So this is my thing with the whole tanking. All right. The only way you're ever going to stop tanking is if you shrink the league. Like, don't get me wrong, there is a lot of talented players now in the NBA. Honestly, maybe I'm biased because I live in this era, but there are more talented players spread out throughout the NBA in this era than ever before. So, and I kind of know that to be a fact because shit, there are 8-year-olds with personal basketball trainers. So there's some 8-year-old right now, his parents paying $100 an hour, and he probably gonna go to the league. So there is more talent now. But with that being said, there's still not enough talent to go around for every team to be championship competitive. If you're not competitive for a championship, why not take? Why not try to get that lottery? Go ahead and get Victor Wembanyama twice. So why wouldn't you try to take and get a dude who could potentially change your franchise and the trajectory of your organization for decades to come? You damn right I'm a tank. Like right now, off rip. And there are 6 teams that have not a single dub. Houston, Sacramento, Oklahoma City, the Lakers, all 0-2 or 0-3 from the West. And then Orlando and Philly, all 0-3 from the East. Besides Philly, none of them teams are equipped to actually compete in the playoffs. Like, Philly being 0-3 is an anomaly, I think. Utah beat them. That was crazy. And then they lost to Boston and Milwaukee, two other. No, I'm sorry, not Utah. San Antonio beat them. I'm sorry, not Utah. Utah beat somebody else that surprised me. But yeah, the Sixers lost to 2 playoff teams and then the Spurs. So the Sixers being 0-3 is more of a scheduling thing. And then you add the fluke win by San Antonio because San Antonio is not supposed to be good. So out of all the teams that don't have a win yet, if I'm everybody else, shit, season's over. Season's over. Like, what do you mean season's over? We're only 3 games in. Season's over. Got Victor. Victor Wembanyama. That's where we're going with it. So, yeah, man, I think it's crazy that you would.
Well, so you said a couple of interesting things there. I agree the league needs to possibly consider contraction because there just isn't enough to support 30 teams currently. But you know they're thinking about expanding.
Oh, of course, because that's where the money is.
Yeah, I mean, the money is there.
I'm cool if they expand and then they go to like the European soccer format. I'm cool with that because I want to see some teams get relegated.
Yeah,
I want to see that. That would be fun. That sounds fun. As a fan, I would love to go to a game where my team might get relegated and then they get the dub. That same thing, that atmosphere sounds like it'd be amazing.
Yeah. Well, so, and that's just it. It adds excitement at the bottom of the standings.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you guys need to step it up or we're going to be playing Greensboro next year.
And, you know, so. No, not even Greensboro. I mean, it will be other NBA teams, but, you know, only the top 12 or 14.
I got you. So you're saying split the league.
Right. So if you expand to 36 teams, shit, only the top 12 are actually in the NBA, and then the rest are in the shit. You can call it the ABA. I don't care. But I want to see some team. And then, you know, that'll make some of these owners, because, you know, the ABA is what I'm renaming this new league. They not gonna make as much money, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, that's what I want to see. That would be fun for me.
But do you think? My only concern with that is what we're gonna end up having is the large cities and everybody else.
I mean, that's what you have already. That's what you have already. Like, the only small market teams that are competitive are the ones who have, you know, standout players, really good young players still on rookie contracts. So, you know, I mean, and even them, they still aren't. Like Memphis, Josh still on his, he might be on his second contract, but still, you know, he got Memphis cooking. Boy, Ja cooking. But if Ja left Memphis, that wouldn't surprise me. But, I mean, he'd probably stay. But still, I mean, if he left for a bigger market, that wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't be crazy. So, yeah, man, like, I'm cool with it. It is what it is. Like, I didn't decide where these teams were going to be in each city. I want to see the best product. So the best product is is 12 teams in the NBA, and then 24 teams in the ABA when they expand. Again, this is not a real league. I mean, I guess it was at one point, but I'm just giving the second league. I mean, it's still top players in the world, right? But they're just not playing for the or not the Lombardi Trophy. What's the NBA trophy called now? Whatever, the big gold dome. They not playing for that. They playing for something else. So I think that'd be cool.
The O'Brien Trophy?
Larry O'Brien? Is that no, that's football too, right? No, Larry O'Brien is college football. All right, man, it's too early for all that. All right, last topic. I gotta go ahead and get up, get ready for work. All right, quick hitter real quick. So there was a story put out on ESPN basically saying that, you know, in lack
of Larry O'Brien Trophy. My bad. Go ahead. Get it.
So there was a story put out on ESPN, and basically, for lack of a better words, says that actually the exact title says Commander's boss Snyder claims dirt on NFL owners and Goodell. So basically, the NFL cannot get Dan Snyder to sell this team, the Commanders, because if they do, this man might burn the NFL.
I'm taking everybody down with me.
And call me crazy, but I want to see it. So I do think, for a laundry list of reasons that we don't have time to get into, because I got to get up out of here, there is a laundry list of reasons that we'll probably have another time to dive into of why Snyder should sell this team. But now I want him to sell the team because I want all the dirt.
You
want
to know? Did you see where Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, came out and said, yeah, I think we had the votes to get rid of him after that story dropped? Like, oh, yeah, I bet you do have the votes to get rid of him now.
They had the votes years ago, but they won't. I know they won't, because got the dirt that he say he got. It's, I don't know, man. That's
where all the bodies are buried. He's gonna snitch.
Cutting off your nose and spite your face if he gonna ruin your league. Like, don't get me wrong. Nobody thinks Dan Snyder shouldn't have the team more than I do. I don't think he should be an owner. He's a terrible human being, and he's sexist. He's racist. He's done terrible things to those cheerleaders. But he's not going anywhere. But I think, if he does go somewhere, man, and he burns it down, man, I want to see what comes.
You want to see?
Yeah, I I want to see because right now I know the NFL is shady. Everybody knows the NFL is shady. Just looking at their hiring practices, but it must go deeper than that because he got dirt on Roger Goodell, and Roger Goodell seems to be a ally in the fight to get more black head coaches fired or hired, not fired. So if he's supposed to be an ally, I want to know what dirt you got on Goodell. Cause for the most part, he seems to be pretty, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people don't like him as a commissioner, but they blame him when it's really, he works for the owner. So everybody gets mad when Goodell does something, but Goodell ain't doing that shit on his own. He has a boss and his bosses tell him what to do. So I want to see where the bodies are buried and I want to see what comes from the ashes. Because, you know, we're not, all right, it's at this point, we're not going to get Dan Snyder out of the position off of morals. So let's get him out of the position so we can see some fireworks at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody has said, nobody in the NFL is like, man, you're a terrible human being. You don't represent any of us. Let's get you out of here. But nah, man, I think a lot of people are acting in the way of Dan Snyder, but they just not doing it so publicly. And they don't want that to get out because that dude should have had his team taken forever.
A long time ago, yes.
So, but with that, that is all I got for this show.
All right. Good job. Oh, yeah, 9 o'clock. Let's get on out of here.
Yeah, man.
So, hit us up, The Lazy Dad Show at Buzzsprout.
Next time I'm off, we just gonna work out all drops. We just gonna do nothing but record drops, intros, outros, commercials. As soon as we get somebody to get us a commercial.
Email, hit us up, thelazydadshow@icloud.com. Check us out, thelazydadshow.buzzsprout.com. Hit us up on Twitter, everywhere podcasts are found. Let us know what you're thinking about the show. Let us know what you want to talk about. And yeah, just hit us up.
Yeah, man. Once we get a following, we got to start giving some shit away.
Hey, what you want to give away, man?
I don't know, man. We got to get some merch. I got to get with my moms, get us some merch.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah, what's up with them t-shirts?
Lazy Dad t-shirts coming to a store near you.
All right, there you go.
And by all a store right, near you, I mean whatever I wear. Hey, you don't know it either.
I don't. Hey. That's all the fun. You have to tune in to find out. All right, man. We're going to get out of here. This is Taman.
Tyrese.
We are the Lazy Dads, and y'all have a good night.
Peace.
Good day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Oh, man. Got to get out of here.
These morning studio sessions, ain't it?
They are not. All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
Peace.